This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com. Moving my next step back and I shoot. Hard in the streets, I stay in the loop. Flood in my wrist and I cut up the coupe. My team of magister, one into two. Who is it? Hollow and Traso. I got a bad one doing what I say so. Cuban Richard Trini with me fucking up a peso. Gang Sky choppers like Pavlos. Dripping blue cheese, no queso. Kim Jones LV on my key ring. That's a car drip when I jump in the Range Rover. I crowd surf trying to reach that depth. All my fans mosh, you better believe that's death. These rust pink J's, it's a free stack crep. If you want man, you gotta release that check. Pay my jeweler in cash and he don't check. Every reload selector, freeze that deck. I'ma be off the nectar, free man's tech. Got a baddest from Leicester, cheat that neck. Niggas chatting and bragging about flows. On the baddest and maddest, I got these rappers on toes. Killing and spilling, I hold these brothers lay low. Come spraying and praying, you're gonna have to lay rolls. I put my tents up, I'm with the landlord. You rappers rents up, lick off your head top. Won't get a heads up, I'm Logan old school. I rip your shreds up. All star in a booth. Put VVS on my tooth. Come like I threw a celebrity cookout, cause I got the stars on my roof. Nothing but neck, step back and I shoot. Hard in the streets, I stay in the loop. Flooded my wrist and I cut up the coupe. My team of magicians turn one into two. All star in a booth. Put VVS on my tooth. Come like I threw a celebrity cookout, cause I got the stars on my roof. Nothing but neck, step back and I shoot. Hard in the streets, I stay in the loop. Flooded my wrist and I cut up the coupe. My team of magicians turn one into two. Yeah, guns out, park up, quick, jump out, spark up, big blunts out, knock your big fronts out, stop your shit, calm down, shut your lips right now. Man got hits, tied down, man cop, cribs right now. Shoot for the danger, swagged up, that's fruits of my labor. Got Gucci in the trainer, hats off. Salute to the major. Yeah, smile at your lap. Me just whippers like riding a bike. We get wicked and drive for the night. He gets kicking when guys wanna fight. G gets whipping that grime on the mic. He gets sicker than wild for the night. Man gets mushing and guys wanna fight. Big bad hollow man style. Good night. All star in a booth.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
In this life, of happiness and sadness, when you've lost out on love, and it all ends up in madness. Someone you feel comes in. Now I'm falling in love again. I'm falling in love again.
Fall in love again.
I'm falling in love all over. I'm falling in love again.
I am actually, it's Valentine's Day and I am alone because Kundi is otherwise engaged. She's on her way. So welcome to Access All Areas. Until then, I'm going to play a little bit of Sixpence None the Richer.
Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You and Everybody.
She made it.
I'm here. I'm really sorry. Something is kicking off in Islington and I got stuck.
It got unblocked and you're here.
It got unblocked. I flew. I'm like Superwoman. So I got here. I'm out of breath though. I had to dump the car and just leg it.
Dump the car.
My boots are falling down.
Good Lord, you're a mess, Cundy.
I am not. I'm in red mess. And I'm ready for love.
You really are.
I am, actually.
Well.
Did you know? And are you on a date tonight?
No. Well, I'm on a date. Oh. I was going to say with myself, but that probably doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
That's a little sip of wine from
a
the
sip
candy
of
there.
Wine. Thank you very much. Very nice, too.
I am now 44 days sober.
I thought you were going to say 44. I thought, God,
no.
You've aged 10
no.
years.
No.
Really? 40? You're not having, yeah. You're not drinking?
No.
Do you feel better for it?
Yeah.
Do you look better?
Well, that's a question
well,
you can
okay.
answer.
I've
lost 9 pounds.
Actually, my friend who I saw earlier, and that isn't the reason why I'm late, has lost weight from not drinking. They said, I've lost a dress size and it's drink.
You don't have a dress size to lose. So
well, I'm squeezed into this red number.
Tight.
It is rather tight. Hmm. And no, I know, I've just been the same size since I was 18. It's weird.
It's
two
some,
kids later. I know, but it will happen one day, I'm sure. But it's the night of love. It's when you tell your loved one, that special person, your feelings. Do you believe in it or not? Should it be? I think every day should be Valentine's, personally.
Well, what if you don't have anyone? Sorry to be the
Well.
Who have you got to tell, Cundy?
What, would I tell you that? Would I say?
No, you never would.
No,
it's
I
really
never would.
There
might be a little special someone.
Okay. Is it Piers Morgan?
No.
Oh, I saw that he got voted the UK's top secret crush this week.
Yeah, do you know what? My friend actually said, I find him so fanciable.
Why?
And she dreamt of him, I won't say what. I said, really? She went, yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's because he's quite domineering and likes an argument, maybe. That women like
and that's what women just love, arguing with their men
yeah.
about Brexit and feminism and whatever else he likes to talk about. Gay
yeah.
rights.
No, I
can veganism.
See it. I can see it a little bit.
Yeah.
Each to our own, I say. Beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, you're probably right.
And yeah. But it is the night for love. I had to do a fashion show last night. In Fortnum, from Fortnum and Mason. It was rather jolly.
Nice.
Yes.
Posh, the Queen's shop.
Well, it launched, we launched actually London Fashion Week last night.
Oh, okay.
It's kicking off now. It's great. All starting. But it was really good fun. We had such good
fun.
And
do?
There was an after party in Tramp. Hence
the Tramp, your favourite club.
Yeah, the red, not only on the dress, but on the eyes. But anyway, no, it was good fun. And I enjoyed doing my modelling, showing the young chicks how to do it.
I bet.
Yeah, they're
how
a bit...
How to strut up and down the runway.
Yeah, they don't strut, they don't pose, they don't give it some. I was like, come on.
Do you know what they announced today? The judges on the UK version of RuPaul's Drag Race, and I think you should be a guest judge.
Mm.
They've got Graham Norton and Alan Carr.
Oh my God, I should be.
I really feel like you should be.
Come on, sort it out, Stephen, if they're listening.
If you've got a contact at BBC Three, that's where you need to be.
Well, yes, your favourite show as well. You love
I
it.
I do love it.
I'm sure they'll be on our show here.
Fingers crossed.
So we have got quite a lineup today for everyone that's listening.
We do. First up, we have the lovely journalist and author Caroline Millington, who we both know.
Yeah, she's adorable.
And then we have from X Factor and Chico Time fame, Chico himself.
He's in the house and he's fit and well and he's here at FUBAR Radio and he's an old friend of mine.
Really?
Did you know I did his video? Do you know he sang for the England song? He did his England song when England got in the World Cup. And I was in his video.
I didn't know this. Yeah. That's a lot of videos you've been in.
I've done quite a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
All over the
Chris
shop.
Chris Rea, Robert Palmer. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
No longer with us. But, yeah, lots.
Yeah, well done, Bames. Always working. Working girl.
Grafter.
And then finally, we have friend of the show, Danielle Mason. She's been on a few times. She's going to be on the phone.
Fantastic. So she's on as well. God, we got a busy old show.
We do.
Do you know what? Can I just say? Mm-hmm. I do love Valentine's, and I've just been told, don't, you know, does it matter if I... don't get you anything.
And oh, what someone do I, was going to get you
yeah,
something.
Yeah, someone was going to get me something.
What do you think about that?
And I kind of went, yes, it's fine. Of course, I am going to say it's fine. But as I was running here and left my car, I thought, no, it's actually, do you know what? It's not. So if you're listening, run out quick.
Oh, really?
No,
what would you
joking.
Like if you had the choice?
Oh, no, I'm not materialistic, actually, despite what you may think.
Okay, fine.
No, I don't know. I like... I think it's when someone does something for you, like maybe a little...
Buys you a little glass of wine.
Yeah, a little glass of wine like you did. Cook me a little
I'm
something.
I'm your Valentine this evening, Lizzie. Aren't you lucky?
You are my Valentine. And happy Valentine's to everyone.
In it. Shall we play a little song and then get our first guest, Caroline, in?
Let's get her in.
Let's do it.
Shake your love. I just can't shake your love. I'm under a spell again, boy.
has paired up with Durex to highlight the impact that painful sex is having on women across the UK and beyond.
Hi, I'm Johanna James with Foo Bar Radio, and Durex have invited us down today to talk all about lube. I'm joined by Hannah and Shadira, and they found out that over 50% of men don't even recognise when you're in pain during sex.
You've got to be aware of the power that you hold in the situation and know that you have a responsibility to ensure that the person that you're having sex with feels comfortable enough to say to you, can we change this? Or else your ego is allowing you to believe that the person's enjoying it without you actually asking them if they're enjoying it.
Yeah, just check in with your buddy. Why couldn't we say, oh, it's a bit dry down there, but medically, not my fault, not your fault.
For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
Woo! That was wild.
Our first guest is in, Caroline Millington. She's already calling me out because I haven't read her book.
How dare you? How dare you, Stephen?
I know, I'm sorry. I'm a bad reader. I'm a bad reader. I'm not, because I just don't read books.
I don't do books.
I read Michelle Obama's book.
Oh, congratulations.
I think that's about as far.
No, forget her. We want you to read Caroline.
Well, now I feel guilty, so I will.
Oh, Caroline. Gorgeous Caroline. Caroline, congratulations on the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Amazing work to have a book published.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a... I know what it's like.
Lindsay. Well, I'm very excited.
Oh, yes, thank you. But we're here to talk about your book. Yes.
So explain a bit about your book. What is it?
I obviously know. To you know nothing.
That's not true. I did get the press release.
Thanks. Did you read that?
I did.
Oh, marvellous.
Oh, so you do read. Good.
Press releases.
So, Caroline, tell us, for those that don't know, what is your book about?
So, my book is called Kindfulness, which is obviously like a blend of mindfulness and kindness, but it's about being clever. Mindfully kind to yourself. So although the word kindfulness sounds really like lovely and kind of soft and a bit fluffy, oh, kindfulness, that sounds nice, and it's all about being kind to other people, it's yes. actually about being kind to yourself and being positively selfish and putting yourself first. And I think the reaction I've had on the back of the book is so many like DMs and people who I don't know who've read it going, that's totally me, I didn't realise, and it's really helped me think more positively about myself.
Yeah.
So it's basically every element of life, whether it's you're worried about your body image and that's getting you down, or relationships, setting boundaries at work,
yes.
Cutting out toxic people from your life.
Oh gosh,
very important.
I need to do that. Someone just told me to do that.
Yeah.
On the way in.
Get rid of Anthea Turner from your life, Cundy.
I love that woman.
I'm only joking.
Oh, okay.
It's all about how you can be, you know, go from a sort of a baddish place to a better place and a happier place.
Oh, that sounds what and I
how,
need to read.
And how did you kind of, did you come up with the idea of the name and then it kind of all came to you? How did
so
it kind of work?
It'd been bubbling around for a while and I came up with the word, and it's actually has been used previously, and it's kind of a bit getting a little bit mainstream. No, because it was written by a monk and I was like, okay, so Buddhist monks written about it, but the word, but it was a more meditative, putting Got kindness it. Into the world rather than what my message was. So I was like, I can still run with this. But it was all really self-fueled. A lot of it is my own personal experience. I did a survey as well, and I also got expert contributors to it. I have got people like Nadia Essex and Anna Williamson and Tom from Celebs Go Dating.
Oh, love him.
Camilla Dallarup have all given me, like Catherine Gray. So amazing life coaches and authors have given me some words of wisdom on different sections. But it was fueled because I was really discombobulated a few years back and was like just not happy, but couldn't quite put my finger on why. And I talked to some girlfriends, and I'd experienced depression when I was at university and had some counselling, and I was in that situation was if I didn't take control and start looking after myself, I knew I could go back there. So before I did, I started going to therapy, which I talk about in the book, like, that this was the reason sort of why. And it was during a sort of going to therapy that you kind of pick away at different life aspects, and there was no massive trauma or anything. It was just something
a build up.
And for me, it was basically, I was a massive people pleaser.
Yes.
And there's so many of us
That's
out
pressure.
There.
That's pressure.
So, and I was like, I'm just serving everybody else and like full of all this guilt, and I'm not making myself happy. So I started making little changes and changing my thought process. So I wouldn't beat myself up as much. So, you know, you have all these negative thoughts or self-doubts. And once you recognise you're doing it, you can kind of stop. Oh, I'm doing it again. I'm being really mean. I would never say this to a friend. You'd never be like, oh God, you look awful in that top, or you're really fat, that's why you haven't got a partner, or you're rubbish at your job. But you wouldn't ever speak to a friend the way you speak to yourself.
Mm. Yeah, that's very true,
actually.
You
don't know my friends.
In fact, I do.
But, Carol, I think it's, I mean, for me, I always couldn't, I felt bad saying no to people.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I would then wear myself out because I was doing things I didn't really want to do. And I'd be there thinking, Lizzie, why have I can't say no, though.
But
and then
you
if
can.
I, well, I'm slowly learning.
So this is, I do a big thing about saying no in the book. And for me, it's all about intention. So you can say no to anything and anyone as long as your intention is good. So if you don't want to go to a party because you're tired, you could, well, actually, I'm speaking to Lizzie Cundy.
Yeah,
like, that wouldn't even come into it, would it?
I'm like, I am brewing.
Like, that doesn't, what are you talking about?
I don't know. For instance, if you want to turn something down just because you're tired, you don't have to give explanations. Mm. You can say, I'm really sorry, I can't make it, but I'd love to see you another time. If you invest emotionally in the person to rearrange, then you're not hurting anyone.
That is very, very good point.
Very good.
Is this all the kind of points that you make in the book?
I need this book.
It's really sort of just general practical advice, and my experiences and other people's experiences. And I think it's been described as a sort of, you know, a hug in a book. You'll come away going, actually, I'm amazing. And why am I stopping? I didn't write the book for ages because I was so full of self-doubt. Like, who's going to read that? No one's heard of me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm not, you know, a celebrity. I'm not an influencer. So why would I write a book? And then I had a word with myself and was like, if I feel like this, other people will.
And you're quite, I mean, as someone who knows you.
Yes, Steve.
On your social media, you are all kind of about empowerment, right? You go on holiday by yourself, you're perfectly happy doing things like that.
I did that this year for the first time.
Yeah, but does that take some confidence? Is that something you learnt while doing the book?
I think you've got to be really confident to go away on your own. You see,
I'm planning it myself, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Only a weekend. I'm just going to do a weekend first, see how I feel.
Yeah, but I think that's a really good idea. I think a lot of people, I mean, Steve and I've known social circles, mm-hmm. and Lizzie.
Yes.
For years, and on paper, social media, but also in work situations in real life, everyone thinks I'm super confident. And of course, I am.
You are.
In situations that I'm comfortable and I don't know. But the most confident person is still going to have self-doubt. And I think it's very easy to assume other people aren't like you and having those issues or mm-hmm. having those self-doubts. And things like social media really feeds in with that. I think comparison syndrome. And, why don't I have this? Why don't I look like
that's
that?
That's very true. And I'm terrible at that, thinking, oh, I should have, I can't compete, compare, but you have to be happy in your own skin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that really is, I think, fuel to confidence once you like yourself and who you are. So you're like, okay, I like who I am and I like what I stand for or where I'm going in life and the person I project. And then go, actually, I love myself and your self-worth, you're topping your self-worth up by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't invest enough time in making sure you're happy, you can't make other people happy and you're exhausted. Like, keep your own happiness levels topped up and then you can be there for other people. So it's not about being selfish and being like, right, I'm setting boundaries, I'm not seeing anyone.
I'm never going out again.
No.
But you see, I find it very hard to, if I think I've let someone down or I've disappointed them,
but that's because you're kind, so that's a good quality to have.
Yeah, but then you're kind of, my mum always says, but why, you're not being fair to yourself because you're now, you know, it's your evening time, whatever.
You do a lot of favours for people.
I've just done that, that's
learning to say no to things, and then because it'd be more empowering then to pick the ones you really want to do and do them well.
Mm.
And recognising yourself when you're like, I'm feeling guilty about this. Have I done it for malice? Have I done it to hurt? Or am I doing it to conserve my own energy or spend time with my kids or spend time with family or elsewhere? Is this important? This, whether it's staying in because you just need a night in to sleep and have a bath, or, you know, if that's okay. Mm. It's the guilt that you need to go, why am I feeling guilty?
Yeah.
And do I have anything to feel guilty about?
Mm.
And if the answer is no, you just that, have to accept
let it,
it be
go.
Like, oh,
let
well,
it go.
Yeah, exactly.
And this book has obviously done fairly well because you've got a follow-up coming out.
I have.
Wow.
What's that called?
Yeah. So I haven't finished writing it yet.
So does it have a title?
It has a title. It's available to pre-order now on Amazon.
Fabulous. Thanks for the
plug. So you can go and buy both.
Okay.
Like you can
okay.
get
double
ways.
Okay. What's the
name of the second one is The Friendship Formula.
Okay.
Add great friends, subtract toxic people, and multiply your happiness.
Good one.
So sort of inspired by the chapter I did in Kindfulness about your friends and exploring friendships and cutting out toxic people, I've expanded that to explore it. And it's been super interesting. Again, I did an anonymous survey. Oh, the stories. There are some bad people out there.
There are some bad people. But it's hard to get rid of bad people. I've got still a few in my life. And I don't know why I get a bit scared of them. And I kind of think, keep enemies close rather than choose them off.
Yes. Yeah, but it's all about how you decide to go about it. You don't have to just like... You don't have to cut them off and delete them off social media if you're worried about a backlash. But you can reprioritise. And the
Slowly.
Friendship formula really looks at the circles of friends we have. According to a researcher, you have relationships with like 150 people at once, and that's kind of your maximum. So those would be like periphery people you maybe see, Christmas cards, and then you've got sort of friends are closer to you, you might meet up once a year or every few months that you want in your life but you don't commit to as much.
Mm-hmm.
Then your next layer is like you're really good friends you see all the time, and then your best friends, and there's like one person maybe in the middle. You have about five or six best friends, your close friends, and people move in and out of those circles depending on circumstance. So whether you move or if someone gets married and has kids and your life changes completely, then you might not see them as much. And often people move other people in. So with parents with mums and dads, for instance, you might get become friends with other mums and dads, so you don't see as much as your other friends. You still love them. So the book explores all that, letting people go.
And doing it happily, I guess.
Seeing the ebb and flow of friendships.
Yeah.
And also, like, I was writing it about sort of Marie Kondo and the whole sparking joy. Who sparks joy in your life? Get those in that inner circle. And all the other ones are like, you go around patting, you know, she pats the books.
Thank you for being a part of my life.
Thank you. And then you thank them and you let them go.
Yes.
Like, people
are start patting, if anyone pats me on the head and says thank you.
I was going to say, patting me.
My
mum always does that to me. Pats me on the head.
Oh, so yeah. It's an interesting concept of like letting people go, and then obviously cutting out toxic people and how you can
do it.
Phase
it. Oh gosh, I need both these books now.
Yeah,
I really do.
Where can we get them on Amazon?
Amazon. If you just put my name in, Caroline Millington,
fab.
In the search engine, they're also available at Waterstones.
Got it.
So you can get them in store there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fab.
We're loving that.
Well, Caroline, thanks so much
that
for coming
book's
in.
Gonna You're help welcome. Me so much because this year I have to do that.
There's a chapter on dating and relationships as well, Lizzie. And Stephen.
Well, it is Valentine's
Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Stephen's my Valentine's date. Thanks, guys.
Oh, baby. That's so cute.
Sorry, I forgot to get... Have a chocolate.
Oh yeah, of the open box.
Oh, yeah.
I will, actually.
I
will,
two.
So, Caroline, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to get both open, but Kindfulness, I need that. I need that book. Where is it?
Just sitting there.
I want it. No, I will buy mine. I'll pre-order on Amazon and get both
Thank
books.
You, darling. Happy Fab. Valentine's
Thank
Day.
Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to you, Caroline. What's up next?
Marvin Gaye.
I tell you what, it's Jiggle Down.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide. Don't have to worry, 'cause baby,
on Foo Bar Radio.
Hey!
So good, I can't remember back. My inner clock is ticking and the backbeat drives me mad. It's erotic, exotic, hypnotic, that's for sure. I put a smile on your face and take you to a place you've never been before. Let it all hang out. I'm gonna scream and shout. Don't you wanna get out of line? Everybody say, what time is it? It's Chico time. Well, you can get delirious. You take life too serious.
It's Chico time.
You can get delirious. You take life too serious. It's Chico time.
When I get up in the song, you can't do nothing wrong. In front of a mirror like there's a party going on. If you want it, you got it, go get it. Baby, can't you see? Don't fantasize, just realize. Be happy to be free.
Let it all hang out. I'm gonna scream and shout. Don't you wanna get out of line? Everybody say, what time is it? It's your cold time.
Literally Chico time.
It is Chico time.
He's here. He's in the studio.
I've just put chocolate in my mouth. He brought us chocolate.
Yeah, celebration. I'm celebrating life.
Oh.
As you should. As you should. You've had quite a time of it.
Oh, it's been an incredible journey. I mean, to think 4.5 months ago, I had a near-death experience, a major stroke, and here I am now. So I think the powers that be, or the supreme reality that might we would call God, went, it's not Chico time.
Yeah,
it's not Chico time. No, thank the Lord. Thank you. Miss Chico, you know when you say you hear news and you know where you are, and I was driving and it came up on the news in the break and I was like, not Chico, it can't be Chico.
Because
I've known you for years. You're one of the fittest guys I know. And I was like, there's no way. And I remember pulling over going, there's no way.
It doesn't make
sense.
No way. I just want to say thank you for your beautiful meshes that you sent me. Mm. Liz, it's just such a beautiful soul, really. Oh. I really, really appreciate that. Thank
I know,
you.
But I was shocked and, you know, how much I love you. And
that's the case, right? I mean, how old are you, if you don't mind asking? How old are you?
I'm 47.
So 47 is quite young, most people would assume, to have a stroke, right?
Yeah, well, the funny thing was, is that 2 weeks before, I was in the gym and, you know, I took some pictures, a topless picture, and I walked in and then saw the wife and I went, hey, check this out. Like, kind of like cheekily, I went, people at my age with a six pack don't get a heart attack or a stroke. 2 weeks later, boom.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because tell people who maybe don't know what exactly happened on that day.
Oh, very, very briefly was I did a show in Butlins, which was to do with my fitness, BlockFit. And it was an amazing show. I was talking to my wife afterwards and I said it was great. As I'm talking to her, I'm losing sense of this reality. I've had many spiritual experiences, calling them enlightenment or awakenings, or I've had many of those which are very similar to this. And I went, oh, I think I'm having one of these spiritual experiences. So I'll call you back. So I pulled over, and within three minutes, maybe 4 minutes, I lost touch with this reality. And then I started to get the tingling in my arm, you know. But I was just thinking, nah, because I've seen the advert fast, you see. Face, arms, time, speech, and so basically I was going, no, it can't be me, and I'm really fighting it, and obviously my speech was all going. I was parked in a really dodgy place, so I thought I'd remove myself and go to this pub, which was in the distance. And as I got there, I literally lost, as we know, this three-dimensional being that we call life or time and space, it disappeared completely. And I'm going to myself, oh my God, here I am. And actually, the first thing that came in my head was like, oh wow, we really are born with nothing and we live with nothing. You come alone and you die alone. Wow. And I was literally dying. And it was very sad. And the only thing that at that moment that actually was going through my head was not money, not fame, nothing but my family and the things that really mattered. And the first thought was, I saw my daughter. I was thinking about my daughter. And it's called a life review, right? So when people that have near-death experiences, they have a life review. So mine was like a picture. I thought about my daughter. And I saw her as like my age, her age. And then it turned into like a 3D video into her getting married. Because that was my thought. And I'm going, oh, no, I'm not going to be there. And then I thought of my son. And then I thought about my charity and all the people that I could have helped. And I hadn't been able to finish my mission, so to speak. And at that moment I had to, and by the way, this is all happening in what I call the nowment. Everything is spontaneously happening. You think million thoughts, they're all happening in like no time. It's really crazy, can't explain it, but it is what it is. And anyhow, within this I had to formulate a sentence that I was going to say to God or this universal power. I was like, well, you know what? I really don't want to go. I'm 47 years young. I don't feel that I've accomplished your mission yet. But if I'm going to close my eyes and not wake up again, then I want you to know I've done my best.
And
I woke up about an hour and a half later, still not realizing this, because I thought it was something to do with my son, because he caught a virus, and I thought that's what I did.
Yeah.
So I drove 2.5 hours home. Slept from about 5 till the morning, and not realizing, I drove 3.5 hours to Skegness Butlins, did an hour's fitness class, and drove back 3 hours. It was just like, it's insane, absolutely insane. And so my wife obviously made me go to the doctors, went to the doctors, and oh my God, to the hospital, they did every test. And actually when Dr. Weber, amazing doctor, he said, he looked at all my things and he went, I can't see anything wrong. You're coming back as a super athlete. And I said, well, that's to do with my block fit, which is my fitness. And he says, well, let's have a look at the scan. And literally he looked at the scan and went, oh. And I thought, oh, that doesn't sound too good. He said, let me come back. Can I come back in 5 minutes? I'll be back in a minute. And I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there twiddling my thumb thinking, what's going on? He couldn't believe that was my scan. He thought that they made a mistake.
Oh, my word.
It was someone else's. And then when he came back, and he had to get a second opinion. So when he came back, he said, I said to him as a joke, I went, I've had a mini stroke. He went, no, you've had a full stroke. This is a major stroke. I had like a 50 pence piece, a blood clot on the right hemisphere of my brain. So I went, hey, I must be a walking, talking miracle. He went, well, we can't say that in medical terms, but I can only attribute it to your health and fitness.
Wow.
So is that what they've said? Was there any particular reason why it happened?
I've done every possible test there is. The last bit was they said it could be a hole in the heart, say, for instance, or whatever. Of course, we did every other test, and it wasn't that. So I said, well, what is it? They said, we don't know what it is. And you are like 0.0000%.
Just bad luck, then.
It's, you know, well, good luck in a sense.
Not that
because,
it got caught. I mean, that you...
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, they said to me, well, how do you feel about being monitored for a whole year? You know, because they put you with these things. I mean, I look like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. Oh, well, listen, mate. I'm not going to be stuck like that. I'm too active to be stuck with tubes. You know, so anyway, they can put a little matchstick monitor in your heart just to monitor you to see what's what. But they don't know. So I've been giving the all clear and celebrate. That's all I can say.
We are celebrating. Yeah, yeah, oh, my word. Yeah. That is some story.
It is incredible.
I mean, how has that changed your life since this happens? Has it made you reflect and be slightly different with things?
Well, do you know what? I've always lived my life through, like, people see a problem, I see a solution. People see a stumbling block, I see a stepping stone. And people say, why? I say, why not? That's always been, like, my glass is always half full.
It is.
So it's always been that. But now it's even more because... I now base my whole life on that moment when I was in that car park dying. And whatever, I don't sweat the small stuff. I don't worry about anything to do with material stuff or not or anything like that, fame, nothing whatsoever. And for me, whenever I get to a moment where I'm getting out of alignment with who I truly am, which is my true nature, which is unconditional love, I go, hold on a minute. And I revert back to that moment and I go, does it matter?
Yeah.
I ask myself, does it matter? If tomorrow I was going to leave this world, does it matter? And the answer is always no. So I go, hey, so be it. The universe is corrective, never vindictive. It gives you what you need, not necessarily what you want. Because what you want is not necessarily good for you. So I trust in the universe. I trust in this great power that it's never let me down. It may take you to the wire, but it always delivers.
I love that.
It's a good way to think. It's a good way to think.
I've got to have Chico's way of thinking. Does it matter?
I think we can all do that.
I mean, the book before me.
Caroline.
Caroline. I mean, how amazing, you know.
I know. It's
and
true.
I just said to her, you know, you're like soul for the food for the soul.
It
because
is.
We need to put things in perspective. And, you know, we shrunk the world into an iPhone and social media, and we've got thousands of friends that we call friends. Yet you don't know your next door neighbour, and you live next door to them.
I know.
Well, you avoid your next door neighbour if you mean.
We're old school. You see, we're old school. And so, you know, your health is your wealth. That is fundamentally the number one thing. Secondly is, you know, if you're surrounded by loved ones, and that is a treasure beyond measure. And if you can truly wake up every day making sure that every action is with the right intention, then trust me, you're the richest people in the world.
Yeah. Kindfulness, you see, that's Caroline's
absolutely.
And that is the way to
absolutely.
Be.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Does it matter? I was stuck in traffic, not going to make the show. I was like, does it matter?
But yes, it matters to me. I don't want to do the show.
I had screaming in my ear. I was like, it does matter. Well, no, but it's though, I mean, you want to be with people that you love. And that's, as you said, when you were in your moments, that's when you didn't know, you thought of your family, you weren't thinking of anything else.
Nothing mattered. No. Absolutely nothing mattered. And if you can live your life always reminding yourself of what's really matters, what really matters, and putting it into perspective, then it's great. And, you know, people forget because of the system and everything else. And what you need to say to yourself is, look, I've got a roof over my head. I've got food. I'm surrounded by loved ones. I'm richer than 95% of the world. That's enough. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Oh, you're such a positive person. This is what I love about you. Since the day I met you, you always make me smile. You're such a positive, lovely person.
You give off a very pleasant vibe.
You're a nice guy. That's beautiful.
Look, there's no one else's video I would be in. I was in your video. Do you remember that football video?
England time. I mean, England time. We did try a few times.
Do you remember? Bless them.
Yeah. Do you know what? That was one of the best days that we've ever had. We had so many people
didn't
come.
We have fun.
Can I just say before I forget, Kim Rowlandson, who's a very dear friend of mine, and also my PR, she sends her love.
Oh.
And Jimmy.
Hello,
from 911 also says his love.
Oh, I'm getting so much love.
You
I
are.
Love this.
On Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine, my darling.
Thank you. Oh.
Dressed in red.
So much love.
Lady in red.
So much love, Chico.
I do have to ask you quickly. You obviously came from X Factor. There's been some very big X Factor news today that is basically over.
Okay.
Did you not know this?
No, I didn't. No, sorry.
So apparently they're planning on either doing an All Stars or a celebrity version at the end of this year.
Well, I think they should have me back in there.
Because well, that's
I can
what
truly
you...
show them what I can now do.
That's true,
and
yeah.
Plus, what I personally think, you know, regarding the X Factor, they need entertainment.
Mm.
People want to sit on that Saturday, on that couch, and go, what's this person going to do next? You know, you've got great singers, you've got great performers, you've got great entertainers. I've now become three.
You're a triple threat.
No,
you're
I'm kidding.
Do you know what?
In 13 years, you know, you develop and you hone your craft, and that's what it's about.
Would you go back if you were asked?
Hence why. Sorry, would I go back? Yeah. Oh, in a heartbeat. It was the best experience of my life, and it's allowed me to flourish and do so many great things, including having my charity. You know, 11 years on, we've reached 80,000 children around the world.
That's
I mean, that's just unbelievable. So, you
what's
know,
it
if
called?
I did nothing in this world, that's.
I mean, X Factor did launch you, really. I mean, it was. And Simon Cowell was very kind. I mean, he loves you, doesn't he?
He did. He just played me like an old fiddle. I didn't know. I was
he
young
plays
and
everyone.
Green, you know. But yeah, it's just wonderful to progress and see your progression. And when I look back at those videos, I look back now, I think, wow, this is a wonderful big journey.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
now has allowed me to do the homeless charity.
Yes,
you know. Because
you're involved in a new song.
Yes, it's the cover of "It Ain't Heavy" is my brother, and I mean the people that were on there. You know, soul legends. You know, like Alexandra O'Neill, we've got Pierre Andre, we've got Lee Ryan. Patty Boulay. There's so many people.
Lineup.
Adam, my closest friend, Andy Abraham.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he's got to
he
be
was
one
the
of
dustman,
the most.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, the dustman, that's right. He's got to have one of the greatest voices
oh,
there
does.
Is. So, do you know what? It was actually really wonderful because there was about 30 celebrities singing,
wow.
And only 11 were chosen. So you got the likes of Alexandra O'Neill and these amazing singers, and they chose me. So that gives you an idea that you know that you progress, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be amongst the greats because it's kind of like a little stamp of approval to say, you know what, well, you can do a little bit more than what
yes.
we perceive you to be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we've got the single to play. What's it in aid of?
Well, it's in aid of homeless worldwide. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it is an absolutely incredible track. We've had the Hollies actually send a message, and they said Jenny Roberts who's behind all this, and they said, you know, it's been covered so many times, but this is their favourite, which is wow. I mean, what
quite
can
a thing
you say?
To say. Definitely.
So
that
please,
is quite
please,
incredible.
We need people to support it. Tomorrow is the release day, and all I want to say about the homelessness, I've been there so many times, so close.
Because wasn't it true you were about to be just before Dancing on Ice?
Oh my God!
You were in trouble.
That's right.
And
I can
remember
tell you
this.
That story if you
yeah.
do you want to play
yeah.
the song.
Yeah, no, this is such a story. I think you should.
Okay. Well, you see, for me, the art of living is the art of giving, and you will not know the art of living until you are truly given. Now, in 2011, you know, I got conned out of all my life savings basically, and I had £3.70 in my pocket.
And £3.70 is all you had.
That's all I had. And the wife said, could you bring some bread and milk? So anyway, I get to Cockfoster Station and we see a beggar. Now, in my culture, you never walk past a homeless person or someone in need without either giving them some money or helping them physically or the least is you kind of send them a prayer.
Mm.
So anyway, I pulled it out and I'm looking at it and I thought, like, oh my God, £3.70, kids. And so I put it back in my pocket. I walked for about 20 yards and I was so disappointed with myself. I was like, universe, you never ever let me down. You provide for the smallest worm in this earth. You always provide for me. So in my anger, I literally grabbed the guy's hand. I went, there you go. And went home. My wife's like, where's the milk? Where's the bread? There's no milk, no bread. She's like, what? I said, oh, I gave the last bit of the money to this homeless guy. And she flipped. She's like, I'm sick and tired of your positive mental attitude. You don't do the account. I'm the one that has to do this. Da, 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 da. And I went, use the credit card. She went, we're all maxed out. Totally. And I went, well, how much is maxed out? She went, X amount. And I went, okay. I had my beads there. I said, no fear. The universe is always here. And it will provide. I went upstairs and my beads were on fire. And I literally went, right, I've done my best. You take care of the rest. So just like this, you know. 10 minutes later, I get a phone call from Dancing on Ice. Hello. Dancing on Ice here, and I'm like, yeah. They went, can you skate? And I'm desperate in this moment, so I wanted to go, yeah. But for me, I'm always about the truth, and something inside is going, no, don't lie, you can't skate.
Oh, no,
so I went, I'm so sorry, I can't skate. She went, perfect. Could you come and see Tolvin and do tomorrow? I was like, oh my God, yeah. So anyway, I went and saw them. I bounced off the ice, nearly broke my back. And I came back in the evening and I turned around to, I rang up the booker and I said, look, no egos at stake. I'm absolutely desperate. Please tell me if I've got the job. Just put me out of my misery. She went, and I'm carrying on talking. She's going, I think you've got the job. And I'm going, she's going, no, you've got the job. And I was like, oh. She went, it's a reserve. I went, how much? It was to the penny. To pay off those
credit cards. Card done.
Now
you tell me, right now, you might believe in, you think it's all woo-woo, but I'm just telling you, believe. Your
belief.
Wealth never, ever decreases by giving to charity.
Jesus, we're looking after you.
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
That.
Chico, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to play
that.
The single now.
Yeah, please download it, support it, share it.
We love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is long with a many a winding turn
that leads us to who knows where, who knows where.
Really good.
We've all got to go and get this.
Yeah.
For a great cause.
For a homeless worldwide. We have our final guest on the phone. Hello, Danielle Mason. How are you?
Hi, you're right. Yeah, I'm really good.
Sorry, we have pushed our show to the limit today. You're our final guest. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Are you guys all right?
Yeah.
We're good. Well, I've not seen you for a bit, Danielle. You've got to come in because it's always a whirlwind when you're in.
Yes.
So tell us.
That's you, Lizzie. Lizzie Candy. I didn't know I was doing the show with you.
Yes, darling.
Oh, Lizzie.
It is me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, good. I'm sorry about the marriage breaking up, but you've got back together. Is that
No, we broke up a long time ago, but I've been filming this show called Gypsies Next Door.
Yeah.
I've been doing a complete different episode to him, and he's been doing it, but he's been doing his own stories. But there was a story in the press the other day that, I know he went to prison the other day while he was filming.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, so his filming stopped then?
Yeah, it's stopped. Well, his has, but I'm still going doing my story.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, but
okay.
We
That's
get
what
on
matters.
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're still friends, which is good.
Yeah, no, I think he's doing all the jail talk at the moment. You know what they're like. They get in jail and then they're like, oh, babes, I want to get back with you.
I can't say I've ever had that before, but if you say so, I'll believe you.
I mean, do you go and visit him? What's it like? What, I mean, what's the situation? Do you go in?
Well, he's only been in a week.
Oh.
But, yeah, I will take the kids to see him and things like that. So, yeah.
Gosh, I think that's a show in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is tough for him, obviously, because, I mean, I can't imagine being inside and away from your family. It's just awful. But maybe he'll think and miss you and want to change the way he's been.
Well, yeah, you never know. I think he's actually finding it quite hard.
Can imagine.
But he's done it before, for a small stretch before, so I'm sure he'll be all right.
Gosh, and how do you feel about being in this show, The Gypsies? Because it's quite a community, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm working with a young girl that's going into glamour modelling, so it's against her community.
Mm.
It has been really hard. Like, you'll be able to see on the filming, it's really hard. Like, where I arranged, there was, like, one instance, I arranged a shoot with the Daily Star, and she was up for doing it, but then her family got cold feet on it, and then it put pressure on her, and she literally, the day of the shoot, she literally went cold turkey.
Okay.
But you know, we finished the shoot anyway, but obviously there was a lot of drama on the shoot, but you'll have to wait and see. Watch that.
Oh, my
when will it be out, Danielle?
It's out at the end of March, beginning of April.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing
it. Maybe we could get you in. Come in person and come into the show and we can have a chat about it before it airs. That would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'll bring the young girl with me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, please do. Danielle, thanks so much for speaking to us today. We appreciate
it. Yes, lovely to speak to you.
And you.
Bye.
Gosh, what a whirlwind show.
What a whirlwind show.
That is something else. Well, I don't know what it is like in prison, I'm afraid.
That's not it for another week, Lizzie.
And can I say, Chico, I love that man. And I hope you love him as much as me, because what a guy. I just feel inspired.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Loads of love.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.